Well, I think so. To me, the worst case scenario is that the ecosystems react by something like a regime shift or a tipping point, because that's something that has been shown to occur in ecosystems that are essentially systems that are in some kind of equilibrium in terms of energy flow or nutrient flow. And what I think people are appreciating now is that when you reduce biodiversity or you increase nutrient loading or drought stress influences an ecosystem, it's not always a linear response. It's like the system changes and changes gradually until suddenly it reaches a tipping point, and then the whole system has a reconfiguration. And once that happens, it's very hard to like recover back up the linear slope because it's a different system. So I would say the worst case scenario is that you lose some key taxa, maybe, and it may not be in the 75% abundance, but if you lose the 25 taxa that are really controlling the system, then the whole, I think the plant, the forests and the trees change in composition in that the seeds don't regenerate, and the forest composition looks very different in 10 years because the pollinators are not there and the nutrient cycling is not the same.